over at TechFest 2011, and one of the things that I'm most personally interested, and I'm sure you guys are as well, is mobile photography, Windows phones, all the hottest buzz coming out of all these big conferences this year have to do with photography and phones. And standing next to me is Neil Joshi from our Microsoft Research, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
First of all, what's your day job?
I am a researcher in the graphics group at Microsoft Research.
Great. So do you have an art background?
A little bit, okay. Yeah, I do. I actually did a lot of art in high school and college,
okay.
And yeah, so I'm really into photography on the side, separate of my day job.
Okay, cool. It just seems I'm running into a lot of people who have these really artistic projects and applications and a minimal art background. Don't go to art school is what we're saying. Come straight to Microsoft. Anyway, you've developed something called mobile photography, on and on and on.
Yes. Yeah, so basically what my research is that I'm demoing today is just looking at taking a lot of the things, cool things that we can do with photos that you may have actually seen in previous years, but putting them on the phone. And doing it in a way where you're not going to impact the battery life of the phone or really impact the usage experience. So what's going to happen is you take a photo and it kind of goes and uploads it to the mysterious cloud up there.
Yeah.
And some processing happens. And then when it's done, let's say de-blurring your photo or denoising your photo, I'm just going to send that photo back down to you and give you a little notification. So the idea is that it's kind of acting for you in the background.
That's awesome. So when you say the cool things you can do to your photographs, you mentioned de-blurring, which is a much needed feature because my photographs are just awful. What was it?
Denoising. One if you're in low light.
What about red eye remover?
You could do that. I don't actually have that in this demo. But I think one of the cool things is about doing everything in the cloud is that, you know, that there's basically Windows machines out there. It's very easy to deploy software now because you basically just need to take existing code for the desktop and have it run there. It doesn't have to be ported, per se, for the phone. So any new technology can easily get plugged in our architecture pretty well.
Cool. So essentially you take a photo, you send it off, and millions of little digital Photoshoppers fix your picture and then send it back to you.
More or less, yeah. That sounds about right.
Well, let's take a look at it.
So I've added this little app tile here. It's a cloud camera. So I'm going to start that up. And now, so this print comes up, and you have a normal photo application. So I need to take a photo.
Okay.
Let me move it for a second here. So, you know, shaking around, I'm going to take a photo of you. And that's pretty blurry.
Let's see.
See right there.
Oh, very blurry. So while it's off in the cloud being worked on, exactly what's happening to it?
So what's going on is that we have software that's basically looking at the photos. It's looking at the edges in the photos and trying to predict whether they're blurry or sharp. So you know, a sharp edge is going to have a really strong transition, let's say, from black to white if you had had a black and white edge. So it looks at each edge and essentially tries to sharpen that up and then use that to predict overall how blurry the image is. And then it basically runs this image processing algorithm to remove that. And there's just a bunch of kind of iterations going on. It's refining the image. And then when it's done with that, then it just sends it back down. So I can show you some of the photos I
sure.
did earlier today. So go to my little photo browsing app. There's the one of you that we just took. Here's some ones that I was taking last night, you know, in the dark.
So this is the before.
Is the input. So the camera's shaking around. It's a little bit dark.
Okay.
And then this is the after. So it's sharpened it up. It's increased the contrast.
Let me see that again. That's amazing.
That's really cool.
You know, another one of my dog. Everyone has to take pictures of their dog,
yep.
Right? So, and then same idea.
Kind of brightened it up.
Here we have one where it did a local contrast operation. So you'll see here, this is the input, and this is the output. So
oh, wow.
It's not just evenly doing the contrast. In the shadow areas, it's going to, you know, increase it a little bit more, so you get a lot more of that texture of the blanket.
Wow, that's really cool.
And one last one. This is from my roof. This is a dehazing operation.
So you can make it look like it's not cloudy in Seattle?
Yeah. So this one's pretty extreme, where it's really like
wow.
made it kind of textured and gritty.
It almost looks like an artistic filter because the contrast levels are so extreme.
So it's actually kind of weird to look at a photo without any like haze or loss of contrast. It's
yeah.
basically becoming sort of really hyper sharp.
But it knows automatically whether or not you want to de-blur versus increase contrast?
So right now I actually have a couple different apps. I have one for doing, I have sort of a dehazing camera and a de-blurring camera.
Cool.
So that's kind of the way I've done it right now.
That's awesome. Now, is this software that you guys created or is this all original stuff that didn't exist out there?
Yes, it is. Actually, we showed some of it last year. At TechFest. So this is kind of taking that existing software, things that we've published and had for over the last year or so, and then putting it in the cloud. So
our picture's back. Let's take a look.
So it's alerted us that it finished de-blurring the photo. You can see it says photo with a little underscore de-blur on it. We can say okay. And this is the original still. It's going to download the new one. So we can just give that a second.
Okay.
And it should let us know. Oh, and now it's downloaded it. And now I'll just go into the normal photo app.
It just shows up in your saved pictures?
It just shows up. It just saves it in your saved pictures. So this one might have been a little bit too blurry, but let's take a look.
No, I see the difference for sure.
It's sharpened up some of the text.
It's sharpened up all the bags under my eyes.
So the thing is that what we're doing is we're modeling sort of one blur for the whole image. So if you're moving really separately from my hand moving, it's not going to handle that. But if you look at the background areas, it's going to sharpen those up a bit. And then also it's boosting the contrast. So.
Yeah. No, I definitely see the improvement. That's really cool. Awesome. Great work. Now, is the end goal here to have an app in the marketplace, or are you just kind of playing around and see where it takes you?
We're investigating right now. It'd be great to have an app. You know, we're also always talking with our product friends. And, we hope to have it out there to people at some point very soon, but we'll see.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Great work.
Thanks.